I'm joined by Anthony, who is one of the owners of Anthony James Jewellers in Kingston. Your shop, Anthony James Jewellers, got broken into the other day. When did it happen? And tell us what happened.
It happened on Monday at 5:10. The staff were in there ready to, almost getting ready to pack up, but hadn't started. And then suddenly they heard these, like, it felt like the ceiling was going to fall in. They didn't actually know what was happening at first. And then they realised on the cameras that people were attacking the window with sledgehammers. So, and then, obviously, then we got sort of procedures if things like that happen. So they panic button to the police straight away. A shutter, security shutter that comes down to protect the window. And after that, within, I reckon, 22 seconds, they'd gone.
Wow, so it happened very quickly.
Yeah.
And what kind of damage was caused?
Well, the main glass, we've held a lot of the blows. They seem to think there was around about 22 blows to the window, which the main part of the window we've held, but there's a little side one that actually went in. That's where they got some of the watches, but it wasn't the ones they'd probably come for. The bigger ones were further into the main window, so luckily they didn't get through that window. We've held the blows. So.
And has this stopped you guys from trading for the time being, or are you back open?
We're reopened as normal now, so with a damaged window slightly, it was boarded up. It's going to take us a while to get those fixed. It's not just a matter of changing the windows. It's the frames have to be replaced and for the sort of special window that we're going to have put in. So that evening, we had to have the shutters repaired because they were damaged from coming down onto the people who were trying to break in. And then the next day, we had the flying squad in to go over the investigation and forensics. They were there most of the day, so we weren't allowed to let anyone in until they'd been in, done what they needed to do.
What's their aim? Are they off to sell it on the black market? Can they be traced? Will you be able to get the watches back eventually, hopefully?
Like the watch register and things like that. I don't know how they sell them, to be honest. Everything's reported that's been stolen. I don't know where they go, so it must be on the black market, I'd assume. So no idea where they do with them, really.
And obviously your shop is a family-run jewellers. Has anything like this happened before?
Well, we've been in Kingston 50 years. I mean, my father had it before me, and now we've taken it's third generation now. So with my children and my brother's children. So third generation, it's never happened like this, nothing to this violence. We've had sort of people snatch or shoplift in or run off with something, but not to this level.
And what kind of measures do you have in place to stop incidents like this happening?
I mean, you have as much as you can. It's security, obviously you can't talk too much about it, but there's a lot of measures that we have to do to protect our goods and the staff.
So obviously you've got shutters, I'm presuming you have CCTV, and reinforced windows as well. Did they help in this situation? I know they stole, was it 5 watches? But do you think if those measures weren't in place, they would have managed to get more?
Yeah, they actually stole 4 watches, but the ones they mainly come for, which were the bigger pieces, they didn't get to. The window withheld in that part of the window, so the window's done what they had to. It was just this little side one, which was... It's going to be a little bit more vulnerable after many blows to it. It could only take so much. So,
for you personally, how has this made you feel?
Obviously, you worry and you don't expect it. I mean, in 50 years, nothing like this has happened. So it's a bit of a shock, obviously. You just have to pick yourself up and sort of try and move on if you can, really. But it's quite difficult when this sort of happens. It does affect you. You worry a lot more. And
obviously, you've got those preventative measures in place. Has this made you think that you need more measures in place?
We've just listened to what we're advised and go along with. There's always ways that these people are going to try and get in, and there must be ways to protect ourselves more against new ideas that they may have.
And obviously staff that are working in the shop, are they trained, prepared for incidents like this? You mentioned the panic button. What do they have to do when a situation like this occurs?
Yeah, obviously you push that first because that calls the police immediately. So, and then obviously you've got other measures depending on what's happened, you know. So we've got shutters and locked doors and things like that. So you just go along with those and try and prevent things from escalating more.
And how do your staff feel after an incident like this? Are they worried about coming to work?
They seem to be, believe it or not, I think because maybe they're younger, I don't know, but they seem to just carry on. I think generally, if they were honest, they'd probably say they are a little bit more worried, but that sometimes sort of is normal, isn't it? And but to me, they seem as normal as they normally were.
This didn't happen overnight. It happened during the day. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
So if there's any witnesses or anyone with information, are you asking them to come forward?
Oh, yes, certainly. Yeah. We would like, if anyone's seen any or dash cam cameras or anyone running away, police are welcome to hear from anyone that has got that information.